MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, April 10, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Sunny today, temperatures in the mid-50s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 3:11 p.m. The Gloucester Times is reporting that a brush fire started behind a home on Hillside Court Saturday just after noon. The fire impacted about 80 acres with smoke that could be seen for miles. Fortunately, no homes or structures were impacted by the fire. The Salem News is reporting that a brush fire in West Peabody was put out by the fire department on Saturday morning. The fire started behind houses on Catherine Drive and the Sagamore Golf Course. Newburyport started its Operation Clean Sweep this past weekend, where residents helped clean up the city's parks for the spring. Another sign of spring in the port is when the docks go in. This is Mayor Sean Reardon.
So the docks are going in. The Cashman Park docks went in this week. And Paul Hogg tells me, our Harbor Master Paul Hogg tells me that the docks down on the central waterfront will be going in on Monday. So that's exciting. Talk about the sign of spring. It's almost like the Red Sox trailer leaving for spring training. That kind of tells you spring is coming. When the docks go in at Newburyport, you know spring has arrived and we're almost at another really busy boating season. So hats off to the Harbor Master and his crew for getting that going, and we're looking forward to another great year on the river.
Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon. Linfield voters go to the polls tomorrow. There is one contested race on the ballot. It is for select board, with incumbent Phil Crawford being challenged by Bob Gillen. In Beverly, Paul Layton of the Salem News is reporting that the licensed professional that has overseen the cleanup at the contaminated variant site has resigned from the position. Brian Cody notified the Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection in an email that he would be stepping down. Varian is working with private contractors to clean up the site, and they say that the work will continue with multiple contractors, but with a different company overseeing the work. And the race for mayor in Salem wraps up in just over a month. The two finalists are Dominic Pangelo and Neil Harrington. Salem News reporter Dustin Luca looks at the race that now, following the recent primary, has gone from five candidates down to two.
One thing that's been really interesting is people have been having some difficulty placing what the race itself is going to look like, and they keep saying, well, if these people who voted for this candidate vote for this one, then, but one of the things that I keep pointing out to people is, if you take all the people who voted for Bob McCarthy, give them to Dominic, and then take all of the Steve Zibble and the Stacia Kraft votes and give them to Neil, it's practically a 50-50 split down the middle. Dominic wins 51-49.
Luca was a guest on The Newsroom, posted on our website. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports, giving voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox beat the Tigers 4-1. The Sox are heading south to play the Rays in Florida tonight. The Bruins topped Philly 5-3 yesterday. The Bees now with 63 wins. That's an NHL single-season record. David Pastrnak netted his 60th goal.
It's very special, you know. It's been a lot of fun, not going to lie. And it's been enjoyable, especially with the group we have here, you know. And we obviously knew what was in stakes, you know. And it's definitely special to hit it with the game like this, you know, and made a history today in the biggest league in the hockey, you know, so we definitely appreciate it.
Bruins will host the Capitals tomorrow night. The Celtics beat Atlanta 121-114. That is a wrap on their regular season. Yesterday, Mike Muscala with a career-high 27 points for the Celts.
Yeah, just trying to be aggressive. I thought we moved the ball really well on offense. Obviously, Peyton and Sam really got us going. But, I think we gave a few rebounds there at the end. But it was good to get a win in the regular season.
In North Shore sports, the prep lacrosse team came up with a 12-8 win over Acton-Boxborough to improve to 2-0 on the season on Saturday. And Drew Betts was recently named the new athletic director at Danvers High School. He is currently the AD at the Salem Academy Charter School.
So I've been here at Salem Academy for 12 years and loved every day of it and continue to love every day of it. It just felt like it was at a point for me to try and explore change. And when the position at Danvers became available, I was able to apply, and it was a great interview process and just getting a chance to meet some some of the coaches and meeting with Morgan and Mr. Federica, the principal over there. It just seems like a great opportunity, and really excited about getting to work there.
The Salem News announced their high school wrestling all-stars in today's paper, and the Preps Rawson Iwanicki is the paper's wrestler of the year. That is sports. Don't forget, North Shore Sports Night airs tonight at 7 right here on the website. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.